CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Leaders of the BRICS Emerging Market Bloc have officially launched a BRICS New Development Bank and a contingent reserves arrangement with a total estimated capital of $200 billion. The leaders have reaffirmed their focus on strengthening partnership in a declaration released following their annual summit in the southwestern Russian city of Ufa. They say the new bank shall serve as a powerful instrument for financing infrastructure investment and sustainable development projects in the BRICS and other developing countries. The bank is expected to approve its inaugural investment projects in the beginning of 2016. Addressing the summit, Chinese President Xi Jinping called for the BRICS countries to forge a community of destiny in a bid to strengthen the base of cooperation and achieve common prosperity. The International Monetary Fund says there is no reason to lose confidence in the Chinese economy, despite recent volatility in the stock market. IMF Chief Economist Olivier Blanchard calls the sharp decline in stocks very much a sideshow to the overall economy, adding there is really no reason to lose confidence in the real economy in China. He also says adjustments in the real economy are rather healthy and desirable, with credit growth and the adjustment of real estate investment under control, and the government's intervention to slow the market's descent might actually be appropriate. IMF is so far maintaining its prediction of 6.8% growth for the Chinese economy for 2015. The country's stock market increased 150% in less than a year, peaking in mid-June, but have lost 30% since then. Tropical storm Limpha has made landfall in South China's Guangdong province, packing winds of up to 35 meters per second. The storm made landfall on Thursday at around noon, causing the closure of schools and train lines. Fishing boats have been recalled to ports. So far, no casualties have been reported. Meanwhile, another tropical storm, Chen Hong, is expected to enter the East China Sea on Friday, bringing rainstorms to Zhejiang. Forecasts say Chen Hong could be upgraded to a super typhoon. It may make landfall on late Friday, affecting the coastal provinces of Zhejiang and Fujian. The Eurogroup president says the Greek government has submitted a new economic reform plan, including tax increases and pension changes, before a Thursday midnight deadline. This is Greece's third bailout plan to avoid a possible financial breakdown and an exit from the eurozone. Greece's parliament will debate the new proposals later on today, and if passed, they will submit them to eurozone finance ministers on Saturday. The measures reportedly involve tax increases and spending cuts with more than 12 billion euros, more than those rejected in its referendum last Sunday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and other major countries are not in a rush to complete the Iran nuclear agreement. This comes just hours ahead of a deadline set by the U.S. Congress to review the agreement. Kerry said the real progress has been achieved toward a comprehensive deal. Meanwhile, in a phone conversation with Kerry, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi also applauds the progress made during the negotiations, saying China stands ready to work with all sides to push for a deal at an early date. The United States has confirmed 40,000 troops will be cut from the armed forces over the next 2 years. The plan will start from this October, affecting soldiers and civilian employees at home and overseas. The cuts would reduce the active duty army from its current size of about 490,000 soldiers to about 450,000. The personnel cuts come as the Pentagon is attempting to absorb nearly $1 trillion U.S. dollars in reductions to planned defense spending over a decade. The British government is now urging all nationals to leave Tunisia as a further terrorist attack is said to be highly likely. Making the announcement on Thursday, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says because of the attack in Sousse, the intelligence and threat picture has developed considerably. 2,500 to 3,000 UK tourists are still in Tunisia. Yemen has agreed to start a week-long humanitarian ceasefire from Friday night. This comes more than a week after the United Nations declared Yemen a Level 3 humanitarian emergency, the highest on its level. The pause will allow the delivery of needed supplies to over 21 million Yemenis, accounting for 80% of the population. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.